Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear, the eye I first believed. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy rains, unending love, amazing grace. The Lord has promised good to me, His word, my hope, secure. The earth shall soon dissolve like snow, the sun forbear to shine, but God, who called me here below, will be forever. Will be forever mine. You are forever mine.
Well, hello, Rapture Centric Church. This is Michelle here. Hopefully everyone is having a really good day, and get excited. Our groom is coming. Jesus is coming. Yay. I just want to welcome everyone who's listening either on the phone or in the chat room. Welcome. We're glad you joined us. Rapture Centric Church, where Jesus is the pastor, and we talk about how He's working in our lives, and we talk about how we are excited for His arrival, which is today, now, soon. Welcome. Let's see, in chat room we have Stacy, welcome. Deborah, guest and Rosemary and Jerry. Welcome. And we have some callers on the line as well. So welcome to all of you. So I'll go ahead and pray. Dear Lord, thank you so much for this day, and thank you so much for this Rapture Centric Church group that we can come and together we can glorify your name and we can celebrate that you're coming to get us now. And Lord, we are just so excited for you to come get us so we can finally be with you, Lord. And we ask that in the meantime, though, that you would provide for our needs. We thank you for what you have done for us, but and that you would continue to provide for our needs, whether it be physical needs, sickness, or financial needs, emotional needs, spiritual needs, Lord. We thank you for the provision that you have provided, and we ask that you continue to provide until you come get us, Lord. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, yeah, I am just super excited because, yeah, I definitely believe he is coming now. So there are just so many signs, and everyone's getting words for September. And, yeah, I was doing a little bit of garage kid work, and let's see, the day that Judy got, which was this Saturday the 6th, something about her alarm's going to go off that day, so that day just also happens to be the 11th on the Hebrew calendar, which, if you remember, other than Christmas, it was February 11th that John first got the word, believe it's today, and if you wake up here tomorrow, believe it's today. So that started on the 11th. So every time the 11th comes around, whether it be on our calendar or the Hebrew calendar, I've gotten excited. So, and also, I found something that could hint that the Hebrew calendar may actually be a month off, so we could still be in the month of off. So if that's the case, Rabbi Kaduri could still be right, because he said he prophesied that the rapture would occur in the month of off. So that goes until the 23rd of September, I think. So, yeah, and I remember Jerry saying something about the 11th of off was the most popular day for Jewish weddings, so that just also happens to fall on the 6th. So I thought that was quite awesome. And also, let's see, for the worldwide rapture, I've actually been thinking about this. I've had the time frame of anywhere from the 12th to the 15th or so of September in mind for that. I remember back in July, I think it was Rebecca and Katie were giving words for July 27th that the Great Tribulation was going to begin and the peace treaty would be signed. Well, and also I remember one time in chat room, Judy said she watched a video that there was an older version of the Julian calendar that went back 80 days. So I just decided to do this calculation, going 80 days from July 27th, which takes us to October 15th. So, and that's a week after the blood moon, about 7 days. And I remember Katie said she was kind of getting the inkling that the peace treaty was going to be signed around the blood moon. So that would be 7 days after that, so that would make sense. And also Seho Song, on his videos before his channel got shut down, had said that he had heard that the Great Tribulation would be about 30 days after the rapture. So counting back 30 days from October 15th would be about September 15th. So, but I'm also including the 12th and 13th because I got a dream about the 13th being related to the rapture. And also the 12th on the Hebrew calendar is the 17th. And things seem to happen on the 17th, as far as biblical history, on the 17th of the month. So, and also, about the time that Lugo got the word that it would happen before the fish fry, I was getting the word that it would happen by Sunday. So I'm also, it's kind of that four-day range there from the 12th through the 15th. So, yeah, that's basically what I've been getting. So definitely we are out soon. So rejoice, and let's say I'm going to have a devotional I'd like to read from Jesus Calling today, and then I will start welcoming people on the line. Let the dew of my presence refresh your mind and heart. So many things vie for your attention in this complex world of instant communication. The world has changed enormously since I first gave the command to be still and know that I am God. However, this timeless truth is essential for the well-being of your soul. As the dew refreshes grass and flowers during the stillness of the night, so my presence revitalizes you as you sit quietly with me. A refreshed, revitalized mind is able to sort out what is important and what is not. In its natural condition, your mind gets easily stuck on trivial matters. Like the spinning wheels of a car trapped in mud, the cogs of your brain spin impotently when you focus on a trivial thing. As soon as you start communicating with me about the matter, your thoughts gain traction and you can move on to more important things. Communicate with me continually, and I will put my thoughts in your mind. So that was the devotional from Jesus Calling, and now I will start welcoming on people to the phone here. Judy called in first, so I'll welcome her first. Hello, Judy. Judy, you're muted if you want to say anything. Let's see. We also have Jerry on the line, I think, 317.
Hi, Michelle. I'm here.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well.
Sorry, I had myself muted. I'm cutting up some cakes.
Hey, Judy.
Hi, Jerry. Hi, Michelle. I have some great stuff to share.
Hi, Judy.
Cool. I'm not going to share. Give me like 5 minutes or so. It's some really cool stuff. You guys are going to love it.
Okay, awesome. Let's see. We have 413. I forget who this is. And we also have
Alana. Hello, Church. Hey, Judy.
Hi, Alana.
Hey, Jerry. Hey, Church.
Hi, Alana.
Blessings, guys. I'm just in church.
Awesome. Well, welcome. We have Tana and we have Keith. And then
hi, everybody.
626. I think that's Leah, right? Okay. Hi, Leah.
Yeah.
Hi,
everybody. Love you all.
Hello.
Hi, Tana. Hi, Leah. Hi, Keith.
Hi.
How is everyone?
I'm well. How are you guys?
Good.
I'm doing good.
I'm doing fine. Better than what?
Yeah. So, Jim at Acts 2:17 now is going to make a video tonight, but he sent me the word ahead of time. So we have a red carpet sneak preview.
Oh, awesome.
He didn't really expect to get a word because he's at work, and honestly, he didn't really want to be interrupted, but of course, when God called, we answer. Get in there and eat that. So I'm going to read it. Jim from Acts 2:17 now. We love you, Brother Jimbo. Okay. Sorry, I'm just getting there. I was leaving the kitchen. Okay. Okay. Oh, also, he has a date set for the number 26. You guys want to hear that before the word he got?
Okay, yeah, sure.
Okay. He said, hi. I just have to mention the number 26 again. It's one of the numbers that God is still showing me constantly. I don't know if you remember, but my birthday is 9/26. Happy birthday, Jimbo. Ever since last year when I really started paying attention to the signs and started seeing personal signs from God, I was told that there is something significant about 26. I was really watching and hoping last year on both the mainstream September and the Feast of Trumpets in October after the fall equinox, I really thought that something big was going to happen on my birthday last year. This was before I knew that the bride would not face any sort of wrath. This year, the Feast of Trumpets is said to be from September 24th to the 26th. This will be a true fall feast as well, since the equinox is September 23rd this year. Someone I know, who does not want me to mention their name, had a dream recently, and the date in the dream was September 24th. It sounded like a rapture dream, and it sounded like a bomb come down and we go up situation where destruction was happening as the bride rises. The most significant part of this dream seems like the date to me. Okay, so here comes the date setting, LOL. The feeling I get from the Lord is that the worldwide rapture will happen during the Feast of Trumpets this year. I think we will be translated any time between now and then, maybe on Saturday the 6th, as you and Jerry were discussing, or even today, who knows. But we will find out soon. Have an awesome day. Thank you, Jimbo. You too. You have a good day, sir. Okay. Oh, and then he also said something really funny. He said, have you noticed before in YouTube when you click the notification bell on the top right of the page that it is a little alarm guy with a smiling face? You guys know what I'm talking about, right? He says, it always, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yep. He says, it always makes me think of a person who is sounding the alarm. And also, when you have read all your notifications, it says, all caught up. He says, that always makes me think of the rapture. Yeah, like all caught up in the air, you know? Okay, so that's cool, Jim. Okay, so are you guys ready for his word? Here it goes. Very. He'll try to make a video. He'll try to make a video tonight if we're here. He said, hi, I just got this message from Jesus a little while ago. Saw another number sign on the clock or something, and God immediately told me right. I didn't even really feel like it, really, because I was in the middle of working, but I'm glad I did. I plan on posting it tonight, but if you feel led to read it on the show, go ahead. Okay, so here it goes. This is God speaking. Okay, to Jim. Here we go. Who could ever do what I do? Who could ever save those who were once condemned like I have? And yet, I do not demand respect from anyone. For now, I don't. I give you gifts your entire life from birth to death. Do you choose me? I invite you for even more. I invite you to receive my gifts for all eternity. I invite you to be my bride. Do you think I would not invite you to have such a special title, the bride of the Messiah? No, I invite even those who deserve it the least. Who is a worthy bride? A worthy bride is one who desires my companionship. I am married for love, not popularity, not money, not status. I already have all of that. What I don't have is you. Makes me want to. I cannot have you when you freely choose to decline my proposal. Some people, guided by unclean spirits, will tell you that man does not have a free will. What a terrible lie that is. What do you think makes you you? Your free will makes you an individual. I want my people to accept my invitation out of their own free will. When you meet me face to face, you will be the only people that exist. I have created an entire world for you and I alone. Do you think this sounds impossible? Do you think you are not that important to me? You will be pleasantly surprised when we meet. My bride always defends my promise. My promise is that I love you and I would never reject anyone who loves me. You are perfect for me. You are exactly who I'm looking for. Believe it. I just need you to accept. When you do, I will give you blessings before the wedding, and then I will surprise you when I come to bring you up to the greatest ceremony of all time. Please accept now. My offer will end without warning. Woo! Great word. Great word.
Wow.
You love that? Oh, good word. I'll let other people talk. I have a few more things of emails that came in and different things that God's showing people. It's been a very busy day here on email land. But I'll wait
and I'll put myself, I'll mute myself and listen to others, and then I'll chime back in with a couple more very cool short things that people are getting. Okay?
Okay, cool. Well, does anyone else have anything cool to add?
I was just going to say my phone dropped the line at 444.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, yesterday I saw 444 four times.
Boy.
Yeah.
That's, a lot of people are seeing things like that. I see stuff all the time, you know, 9/11, 7/11. It seems like almost every time, you know, I turn around, I'm seeing like I randomly stopped a video today because I got interrupted, and I looked down when I went back to it was 11:22 into the video. Stuff like that, you know, in any one time, not so big a deal, but I'm seeing like that constantly, constantly.
Wow, cool.
But I've been trying to hang out in the garage a little bit, but not quite so much. Michelle, you were really going there. You got a lot of that. You know, I've been trying to look at the alarm thing. What Judy mentioned about Jim's date on the 26th, so close to Rosh Hashanah. In fact, it's actually the second day of Rosh Hashanah, now that I think about it. Because Rosh Hashanah is often celebrated over 2 days, not just one. And so the 26th is the second day of Rosh Hashanah. You know, it starts in the evening of the 24th, the 25th, and then the 26th. And it would not end until the evening of the 26th. So that's all Rosh Hashanah right there.
With the last trumpet, the Yom Teruah.
Yep, Yom Teruah. And so I just realized that sitting just here, and I've been looking at something else that's pointing me a couple of different ways. Actually, Michelle, your 80-day offset that you mentioned, I went back to June 28th and added 80 days. It got me to the 16th of September, which for those keeping track is the 21st of Elul, but it's also a Tuesday. And then that got my attention because I had been looking at Pentecost on our non-Hebrew concept of the 7th, and which is basically the 8th of June. And, you know, the Lord has really impressed upon me this concept of Pentecost, and I still don't feel like I've got it completely sorted out, but a Pentecost is a 50-day period. And it seemed like he was projecting that through and, you know, past our perception of Pentecost into these fall months. And then I learned for the first time that I was consciously aware, I might have read it and dismissed it, but in Hebrew they actually count 50 days to Rosh Hashanah, Feast of Trumpets. And so that really reinforced the idea that I should be looking for, you know, kind of 50-day periods. So I've been counting on 50-day periods and seeing where that would end and or lead. And from the 8th, if you go to Pentecost periods, that's 100 days. And that becomes to the 16th. And I already kind of had that down in my notes so that when I did an 80-day offset from the 28th of June and saw that it came to the 16th, it's like, So, you know, obviously, you know, the 8th and the 28th, I mean, it's obvious that that would be. It's just I hadn't thought about it like that. And so I don't know. I mean, there's just you know, my thinking, I'm more of a bowling night person, but however, I did kind of like Jim's thing, and then I think Jason and Chad a couple of nights ago went through some things where he kind of counted back from Feast of Trumpets and ended up using the timelines that we've been given that Johnny G have been given, and about how things play out. And I don't remember. I don't want to speak for him. Maybe he will kind of reprise that or send an email out on that. But that those things came back significantly. You know, it's about 10 days, and that I think there was a sort of a stop right around that time frame in the things he was looking at too.
Oh, around the 16th?
Around the 16th, yeah. Yeah, because
Know
that these things are related. We just, you know, sort of the trail of breadcrumbs, and he's also leading us along, you know, an encouragement at a time, because you know, he wants our attention on him. Sorry. But he wants our attention on him, and that's part of what this is about. And we're willing. You know, we are willing to do it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, so actually it might be good if you mentioned again, because I know you had the 4th, and, you know, tomorrow, basically, tonight, tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if there's much of a story behind that or not, but I don't know how it is you came by the 4th.
Oh, okay. Well, basically, the Lord said he was going to show me something or something, and so I just lay down on my couch and started reading my Bible, and I closed it, and he said he had a word or something, and he said it will occur on the 4th, and then I asked him the translation, and then he said yes. And then I just happened to open up my Bible looking for confirmation, and then at the top was happened to be on page 400. So, yeah, I got that the translation would occur on the 4th.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Michelle, go ahead, Jerry. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, we've got a – people have gotten different time periods, and, you know, and we certainly respect that, but John and Judy got a 7-day, no more than 14-day period between the translation and the rapture, the worldwide rapture, and it's interesting that the 4th is just literally 7 days ahead of the 11th, which is 9/11, and many people have gotten the impression that the rapture is an exchange, basically, of calamity, basically a major war starts at the same time that we're taken up, or the people in the rapture are taken up. And so the 4th is literally the 7 days ahead of the 11th. That may not be...
tomorrow.
Yeah.
I just looked at my calendar. I lose track of days.
I'm not keeping track of days very well. I have to go back and look all the time.
Yeah. You guys, did you have more, Jared, or can I share something now?
No, that's good. That's good. I just thought, you know, today is kind of the day to mention that, the connection between the 4th and the 11th, and so much
is
being projected for 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead.
Yeah. A really cool guy named Jared, he's RCC. He just hasn't, you know, called in or been in the chat room. I get quite a few come on that share stuff. Okay, so he got something. So, hi, Jared. Thanks for emailing me. He's an awesome person. He comments all over YouTube. Okay, he said he wanted to share something else. He said he's been thinking about 113. You know how everyone got 113? 113 a lot lately, because over the last 2 days, I've seen 311, 113 backwards on the clock, both a.m. and p.m. every time. I literally haven't missed a 311 yet. Ha ha, so weird. But I decided to look up 113 on Google and arrived at the link to BibleNumbersForLife.com, where Mark H. Lane has written the biblical and spiritual meanings of each number from 1 to 494. just so happens that the number 113 represents the rapture of the church.
Wow.
Guys, that is very funny. Okay, and it's the only number that represents the rapture specifically. If you click on the PDFs, you can see biblical references and such for each number. Anyways, thought that was pretty cool. Yes, Jared, that is very cool. So if you guys want to go to Bible Numbers, it's all one word, lowercase, BibleNumbersForLife.com, and you can find that research. And if you don't remember, just email me, and I'll forward you Jared's email, or I'll forward you the information. But thank you, Jared, for putting that together because, yeah, we've got there's a lot going on with 113. If you follow Rapture-Centric Church, you'll know. I don't really want to get into it because we don't have a lot of time, but people have been given that quite a lot, Jared. And the other one, okay, well, Rosemary originally said I could share but then changed her mind because she's getting stuff about Noah and the dove, how the dove parables relate, and it's pretty deep, and it's pretty in-depth, but she decided at the end of it all that she decided not to share it yet until it's more fully developed because she doesn't want to cause anyone confusion. But don't worry, Rosemary. I'm not going to read it because you asked me not to, but don't worry, we're all confused, okay? And sometimes it's fun to put out thoughts even before they are understood because in a way it's humility. It's humbling to share things that the Lord has me share sometimes that I don't even know what it means yet, but he says share it, and it's kind of embarrassing because I don't really know what it means. But anyway, Rosemary, be led by the Spirit. I just think it'd be neat if I could share it whenever you're ready. But don't worry because there's no confusion here. We're all delightfully unaware, let's put it that way, of what the heck God is up to. But in a way, we are aware. So it's just part of being rapture-centric. You're in a constant state of awe, and what are you doing now, God? And I will tell you that God's given me specific words to give people at times, and I'm like I said, I've been embarrassed to give them. I've shared a couple of them, but there's been more since this whole thing started, and it's just embarrassing because then they want to ask, and I'm like, please don't ask me questions about this word because I don't know, and I didn't even want to share some of them, but the Lord would give me words to email and tell people, and you know, that's sometimes the beauty in sharing is that we don't fully understand it, but you know, like the other day what happened with me and Jerry on the phone, when I started talking it out with him, the Lord started revealing it as we were talking what he was doing, and that happens sometimes too. So don't be discouraged. If you have an incomplete thought you want to share and you're burning to share it, but you don't understand it, so you don't want to share it, it's a safe place to share, guys. Sometimes when you do that, stuff will make sense. But anyway, thanks, Rosemary. We trust you and love you. If we're here tomorrow, I will read some more from her beautiful book that you can get at Amazon called He Left Me for Another by Rosemary John. And people want to know, Rosemary, if that's you on the cover. She's a pretty girl on the cover. She's very pretty. I think Gemma wanted to know, is that Rojo on the cover of her book? But anyway, yes, Billy says most of his thoughts are incomplete. So, yeah, but they are. And Billy's thoughts are, but they're really good. Like, I've been in chat with Bill, and he'll share stuff that's not yet completed thought, but I'll get really filled by the Spirit from it. So that's all, but God bless y'all. I do have more, but let's let other people talk. I have a couple more cool emails and clues that God is giving random people here. But I might want to share Andre's if there's time, but let's let other people share. I don't know.
Yeah. I think it's interesting that Rosemary's having some revelation about the doves in Noah's Ark because a very long time ago, very shortly after the Lord gave me my first firm date set from Him, I was led into a study about the doves and Noah's Ark. And so that really intrigues me because I still ended up feeling like there was sort of more than one way to look at it. However, There are just enough clues there that it's very intriguing. It's very intriguing because I'm all interested in what Rosemary may have to offer whenever she feels it's appropriate.
Yeah, well, if she gives me permission, maybe I can forward it to you, Jerry. And then I think she's saying in chat I can share it right now. And she said, okay, you can share it if you think it's not confusing. And I said, oh, no, it's confusing. It's just delightful. the other thing I wanted to – well, okay, so since – okay, I'm going to go ahead and share. Andre, we love you. He's Neon1111. Andre. Yep. We love you, Andre. This is the last time he can listen live because he's got some commitments. If we're here, then he'll be listening in the archives. So it is tonight. So okay, so, you know, God plays with him with 41 and 14. So when he woke up this morning, it was 8:41. He's like, you just can't make this stuff up. But anyway, he said, he was curious about the alarm story that we shared yesterday, and he said, I believe I heard you mention it was coming up to 11:10 on Saturday. Have I heard right? Is it a.m. or p.m.? It is p.m., I believe it was, yeah.
Yeah.
And he
yeah.
said, what got my attention, if I heard right, is that in my book, I know they don't mean the same to everybody, but the number 111 is the number describing the archangels. It could also indicate, since it is set to wake up at 11:10, that we'd be taken at 1111, 11:11, which also makes total sense to me since this wake-up call has been around since almost the invention of digital clocks. So, very nice thought there. I like that. You like that, Jerry?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah, Michelle. You guys, I mean, very cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that because, you know, it also fits with the notion. I mean, because we've definitely been pointed to the six with that alarm. There's no question about it very powerfully. But also, you know, sometimes are you raising the alarm when something happens? You're raising the alarm before something happens. And it sort of seems like the alarm's raised before something happens. So
yeah.
And, you know, in a minute, an hour, or a day, I think that's really intriguing.
Mm-hmm. Me too. And by the way, he sent me this morning. Andre said he forgot to mention earthquake-wise. This morning, it's 6:44 a.m. He said, I have counted 11 earthquakes over 5 across the planet that happened over the last 24 hours. In Canary, it is just starting to clear up a little, and it's quite strange. It has been black for over a week now, maybe two, not because of tremors, it seems, but because of a steady light vibration, and it is just starting to be visible as the graph changes. That would be a good way to loosen up this chunk of land. Now, is it God or is it HARP? Over the years, I've seen those tiny, steady vibrations recorded like this. It would explain why there was often a lighter strip in the graph. I thought it could have been a glitch. I'll leave a link so you can see some worldwide activity picking up. I'm going to send this to you, Michelle, since you're a meteorologist, too. I want you to look at it, okay?
All right, cool.
But, yeah, so Andre's really looking at the Earth and the seismographs and stuff like that. Thanks, Andre, for always sending me this stuff. I love it. I really do. And it's fun that, you know, he's in Canada, so it's hard for him to call in. So it's fun to share it, too.
Oh, Rosemary just said that, okay, you have permission in the chat room.
Okay. Carol, I'll send you Andre's that post as well, if that's okay. I think Andre will say it's okay. Okay, would you guys like me to read Rosemary's thing? Well, hold on. I have to go turn some rice over, so I'll be right back. And then I'll read it.
Okay.
Hey, is Keith, go ahead.
I just wanted to give you a quick update on Raina before I go to that. Saying God bless everybody and thank you, RCC, for filling, you know, every little bit counts for filling her PayPal. And so, you know, but she says it's funny because it takes 5 days for some of the transfers to go through, and she's like, by then we'll be in the air. So she's hoping she doesn't even have to use it, you know. But she's doing okay, guys. We'll just keep her and the girls in our prayers, and she's just believing by faith that we're out of here. Okay. So I'll be back with Rojo's thing.
Great.
Hold on.
Okay, cool. We have that mysterious 111 number with all the ones. So I'm going to go ahead and unmute you. If you have a number with all ones, you're unmuted. I don't know if this is a Skype caller or someone calling in from another country or who it is, but, yeah, that person's unmuted if they want to talk.
I think the best bet on those 111s is that restricted or blocked numbers show up that way in Blog Talk. Excuse me. And I wanted to also add that sometimes people, when they call in, if they don't, if sometimes your number will show up in the studio even if you don't press 1. So that might be what's happening there.
Oh,
yeah,
it's true.
Just trying to listen. And so I'm just offering that. Anyway, welcome.
Yeah, welcome.
I didn't know if Keith might have, if he's near his phone.
Yeah, near my phone. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the main thing is just, looks like the U.S. is trying to go after ISIS aggressively right now. You know, that's a big deal. ISIS is kind of getting tired of being, you know, the U.S. looking really, really, I mean, the U.S. is going after ISIS because ISIS said today that they're really upset that the U.S. is killing all their people and stuff because the drones are going in there and really wiping out, like, their storage sites and their food sites and their, you know, refueling stations and all that kind of stuff, their fuel stations. And we could have done that a long time ago, but Obama's doing some things right now just because of the fact that ISIS keeps, you know, beheading people. And so I don't think Obama's going to go after all the ISIS things, but I think he's going after some of them just so he looks good, you know. In the meantime, he's let ISIS kind of run over, because we could wipe out ISIS very easily with all of our drones and stuff, you know.
Yeah, right.
So that's the big thing. ISIS is moving, and the U.S. is trying to take them out.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you need to say something? Is she back?
Oh, I just wanted to say, I think it's Carol who's unmuted. Or she wasn't the 111 number, but I think at 210.
Yeah, that's me. That's me.
Hi.
Hey, everybody. I love you all.
Love you, Carol.
I'm pulling a tie.
Carol, we love you too.
You know, I really don't have a whole lot to say, but I'm really interested in this, in Andre's posts and what. And his book or that I just signed on right now, so I'm just at the tail end of it. But you know, for years people have seen the number 1111 or 111 or 711, 411, 911, all these 11s, right? And that's cool and all that. But I have a friend, and I mentioned the dream a while back, and I'm not gonna go through the details, but she's not. She is looking forward to the Lord returning, but you know, she can't see him coming today. So I'll just leave it at that. And let me see. Well, she just. forget it. But in her dream, she had this dream, and in this dream, she saw two women. They were dressed in white, and she made a point to specify that they were dressed in white, or they were white, not dressed in white. They were white, and I immediately knew. It had nothing to do with race, but it had to do with purity. you know, being pure and spotless, without blemish, without wrinkle. Okay, that's the first thing I got. Now, then one spoke and the other one did not. The one that did not speak at the end of a dream wrote on a board the numbers 111. And she said, what does 111 mean? And, of course, because she wasn't speaking, she didn't answer. So she asked a couple of questions. And the first one was, does 111 mean days? And the woman nodded, yes. And then she asked her, does that mean I'm going to see my brother in 111 days? Because the dream had to do with her brother who has passed away. And she didn't answer. I don't think she answered, but she wondered, and that was the end of the dream, and she wondered if that's what that meant. And I want to say she had that dream, around August 15th, 16th, around around the 14th, I would say. I want to say she had the dream on August 14th. So she asked me to, you know, she called me up. She was in Florida even. She called me up and asked me if I, you know, had any knowledge, you know, any intuition, any revelation regarding the dream, which I shared what I thought, but the point is, she saw those numbers 111, and she is not one who is seeking prophecy. That's what I think I was trying to get at the beginning. She doesn't seek prophecy. She doesn't seek number meanings of numbers of seasons of anything. You know, she's not into any of that we would think, well, we see this a lot. She never, ever shared with me, golly, Carol, you know what I noticed? I see 444, I see 111, I see this or that. Never. So for her to say that she saw this in her dream was, I think, very, very significant, and I'm very, very curious to learn more about what Andre had to share. So that's what I wanted to say. And carry on. Carry on, you guys. If you all have any insight to what I just shared, hey, let me know. Let us all know.
You know, we talked about that in chat. I'm glad you brought that up again, Carol, because I had forgotten that. That takes you into early, from that day, would take you into early December.
Right.
So I'm wondering about that a little bit. It would be the 3rd of December.
Yeah, and I think we talked about it, and it was, and when we were in chat, I think we that's almost the exact date that you came. If I'm not mistaken, you conjured up. And I, or calculated,
conjured. Yeah, whatever.
You know, and the interesting thing is, you know, we all know, everybody's been waiting, and I know that people are tired and, or, I don't know, discouraged maybe because we're still here and we have all these dates coming and going. You know, again, I just want to share, I want to repeat myself. I've been super, super rapture-centric since 2005. And yet, during the late, when I first got saved and heard about the rapture in 1976 or so, it pricked up my ears. And I got excited knowing that, wow, Jesus is coming back. Oh, you know, that excited me. And then in the 80s, you know, I would hear about the Lord's return, and I was always excited. I, you know, but But it's just one of those things where people don't constantly talk about the Lord's return like RCC does. You know, so when you don't have anybody sharing your excitement, you just, well, and you know, you're growing as both spiritually and emotionally, in every which way, and you're carrying on with your life, and life, you know, sends you a bunch of lemons and you make lemonade out of it.
Yeah.
You know, you don't think about it so much. But in 2005, that was when I was truly awakened. Not awakened because I knew about the rapture, but at that point when Pope Paul John II died and I saw the circus that was surrounding his death, I knew we were living in the last days. I just knew that I knew that I knew that I knew, and at that point I became super rapture-centric and I started digging in. I started digging in to learn all about the Lord's return and looking for dates or seasons or whatever. And so my point is, we're living the time we're living in right now. It really is the time when the Lord is coming for us. And what keeps me personally going is my relationship with Him. And I speak His word daily, and I don't speak it. I'm always aware. Let me put it this way: I am always aware of His that He is coming any second. Okay, I'm always aware, but life, you know, goes on, and you have to do what you have to do throughout the day. And so throughout the day, I am worshiping, praising, thanking Him, glorifying Him, reading scriptures or speaking scriptures or fellowshipping with somebody, or even if I'm not, you know, His presence is so strong in me. I'm just cleaning, and I'm always thinking of Him. Now, of course, you know, I'm in some ways, in a different position than many people are, because one, I don't have a husband; two, I don't have kids; three, I'm not, you know, I'm blessed not to have to be at a job, you know, a 9-to-5 job, but I do have my financial challenges like everyone else, and but I don't let that weigh me down. I don't let my financial struggles pull me down. You know, I told the Lord a few weeks ago, you know what, I've given you my life, my heart, my mind, my thoughts, my everything. You know, I've crucified the flesh that, so that it's no longer I that live, but Christ in me who lives, right? Okay, well, if I've given you everything, then I'm giving you my problems as well. Here are my problems, there, okay? I've given you my love, I'm also giving you my problems.
Okay.
You want everything? For me, why am I holding on to my problems? Why am I going to hold on to my problems? You know, I'm not holding on to them. I don't want them. And He takes on all of our burdens, you know, all of our cares. He tells us, give me all of your cares. There you go, Lord. Here, oh, by the way, here's another one. I just got to throw that one at you. Right?
Okay,
and then I just...
Okay. Okay, Carol, so I'm looking at a math problem that you were just talking about, the December 3rd thing.
Okay.
We know that the Hebrew calendar has, they count from two different times. They count from the spring month for the religious calendar and from the fall months in their so-called civil calendar. And so which month you're in, but biblically, usually the references to the month and the count of the month are based on the religious calendar, which starts in the spring. Well,
okay.
December 3rd is in the month of Kislev, which is the ninth month, and it is the 11th day of the ninth month. So it is a 9/11.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. And, you know, I just, after the reason I said all that I did, I know that I go into all kinds of rabbit trails, but what came to me is that, see, we have the translation, we have the rapture, and after, you know, and then we have the trib, but I believe there's going to be other raptures in between, you know, and, there's going to be a lot of persecution and a lot of martyred people, but it could also very well be that there will be other, well, we know there's going to be a great big harvest, and when you said 9/11, and, you know, her brother, my friend's brother, has passed away, and when you said the ninth month, you know, I thought about that's how long it takes for a birth, for a baby to be born, and maybe it's a sign of his resurrection. I don't know. But anyways, yep. I just thought it was
well,
interesting.
Honestly, in my spirit, it's almost like it can project back to the 9/11 we are more commonly thinking of.
Right.
It's like a date set that can be seen not in a day count, but also this month. So I really wonder about that. Things would have to happen very rapidly at this point, based on the other aspects of that dream, but and the way that we can understand it. But anyway, it is definitely a biblical, if you will, 9/11.
Very much so. Wow. I can't remember.
And what day did you say that correlated to in this month?
Well, it's I think we said it started, I think, on the 14th was when she had the dream, and then it's December 3rd, 111 days, which she was given an indication in the dream that was a day count. But if you take that to December 3rd, and it turns out that it's Kislev 11, which on the religious calendar, it's the ninth month.
Oh, okay.
11.
So it's
and
the 11th Kislev.
And we're coming up to 9/11.
Yeah, but it is a 9/11, and I have to say it intrigues me a little bit extra because I actually have been tripping across 9/11 frequently over the last two or three weeks. It's not really what I'm focused on, but I have been seeing it anyway quite a bit. Also 7/11, and the 7/11 thing, I'm not quite sure how that fits in anything, but both of those things are quite, it's just what I happen to see a lot when there seems to be no other context that would cause me to see that.
I just want to say hello to Pat. She just came on the line.
Oh, you're not going to believe this. You are not going to believe this. You are not going to believe this. I lay down at 5 o'clock thinking I'm just going to have a little nap. I'll be on at 7:30. I slept through to 8:16. I got up. I didn't even look at the clock. I thought it was like 6 o'clock in the morning. Then I look at my cell, and it says 8:16 p.m., and I says, did I miss something? What happened here? Totally. And then I said, I have some time. I can get 5 minutes in. So I apologize. I was so tired.
Well,
I laid down. But I thought it was tomorrow already. Seriously.
Wow.
You know, do you know what it feels like when you're thinking it's 6 o'clock in the morning and your cell, who was correct, telling you it's 8:16 p.m.? Do you know how weird it feels?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, hello? I mean, what happened to me? It's like I got shot into the future 9 hours, you know?
Wow.
Wow.
You had some awesome sleep, Pat, is all I can say.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
From 5 to 8:30, yeah. Because I was tired. I was up at like 6:30 this morning, and I'm up through the night. I don't sleep good. So I'll tell the Lord, I'm really tired. My medicine makes me tired, too, okay? So I said, I'll be up by 7:30. I never sleep this long. But then I thought it was tomorrow already. I mean, I really thought it was tomorrow morning when I got up. And I went back, and I said, oh, let me look at the clock. And I said, what is wrong with this phone? It's just the morning already. Then it hit me like a ton of bricks. I mean, how weird. I feel so strange. It's like, am I that disoriented? I'm 71, but gee whiz, I don't have Alzheimer's yet.
You just got some good sleep.
Yeah. Yeah, now I'm up. I mean, oh, dear God. I'll just keep Jesus company.
That's right.
That's right.
We're
so
asking
hi,
the Quran.
Anyway. Love
that's
you all.
Basically,
I called
that's
up
what
to say goodbye.
Cool. You know, in the air, Pat, because we're looking for a time warp of a kind ourselves. So let's just all.
But this is the weirdest thing. I feel so weird, so disoriented. Not crazy-like, but just like, Jesus, I thought it was 6 in the morning, and you're telling me it's still Wednesday. It's not even Thursday. Oh, this is the weirdest feeling. I feel like I've missed out on something. I missed out on time. Something screwy just took place. But anyway, hi, guys. I love you.
Pat, when you hang up, you're going to remember what it is, and you're going to have to send us an email.
Yes. But I feel so weird. I feel stupid, but I feel disoriented. Like, how weird that feels when you really think it's another time. I really thought, and it's dark. Oh, and that was it. This was it. Oh, this is weird. Listen to this. I'm looking at my clock at 8:16. I'm looking outside, and it's pitch black. And I'm saying, oh, my God, what happened to the sun? Why is it so dark? Did I miss out on something? I really went through this whole emotional thing of thinking something was wrong. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
And then I couldn't identify that I had taken a nap and that it was 8-something at night. I really thought it was the morning, 8 in the morning. I said, why is my clock not saying a.m. if I slept till 8, and why is it so dark? Oh, my gosh, that's never happened to me like that. This is strange. This is very strange. Weird. But what a feeling went through me when I saw how dark it was outside at 8:16 in the morning.
Yeah, that would be, yes, tremendous.
I'm saying, what is this, the 3 days of darkness? I've had a lot of candles. We're doing what I'm supposed to do. No, all these things went through me. I couldn't imagine. I said, what kind of thing is happening here? I really went through the emotions. That it was the morning and it's dark out. Like, what's wrong? Where's the sun? At least a little bit of light. Oh, guys. I'm sorry. It's so stupid. But I went through the whole emotions of time craziness. Okay. Oh, this is so weird. It must mean something, but I can't put it together yet.
Yeah, maybe it's prophetic somehow.
Maybe it's going to be 8:16 when I wake up, and it is going to be dark out. Oh, my gosh. But anyway, I love you all. I'm sorry I missed out.
Love you, Pat.
Yes, I love you, but that's just weird. I'm just in a weird place right now. My time thing is all messed up. Now I'm awake and I can't go to bed. Like, what, we do 1 or 2 in the morning? Oh, Jesus, you have your ways. You're going to make sure I stay up. You were so lonely.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. So I hope everybody's
okay. Well,
gang,
I've got some background noise going on now I can't get rid of. So probably,
oh, really?
I should get off the line. Yeah.
The show has ended, so we'll say the spirit and the bride say, come,
please.
Come, Lord Jesus, come.
Come, Lord Jesus, come.
Yeah, come. I don't know what happened today, but come
now,
anyway.
Now, please.
Night and day is all mixed up here. Oh, how weird.
Amen.
Oh, how weird. You don't know how weird I feel right now. Stupid and weird.
It's okay.
Oh wow. I can't describe the feeling. It's like so messed up. I'll be okay. I'll be fine. It's 8:30. Okay. It's nighttime, Jesus. That's why it's dark. Nothing happened. I really thought it did. I mean, I really thought it did. I went through all this, not fear, because I have the Lord, but why is it 8:16 and it's pitch black out? What did I miss? What's happening? Oh, crazy. Okay.
Okay.
All right,
well,
guys.
I'm getting
love
off
you.
The line. Love you all. We'll
okay.
Talk soon.
Love you all.
Okay. Love you all.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
See you
good
all
night.
In the air.
I mean, yeah, good night.
Today.
Not good morning.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Love you all.
Bye-bye.
Bye.